If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
But I want to talk about mental health for just a minute here. And we do this sometimes with our friends from Rosecrans. And I want to start by introducing Leah Scanlon, who is the director of Aspen Counseling, which is an affiliate of Rosecrans. And then we'll meet one of the clients in just a minute. But first, Leah, let's start with you. Welcome to WGN Radio again. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, John.
Again, you were on our podcast series, On Your Radar.
I was, yeah.
What was the topic you and I covered then? Do you recall?
I think we talked about generally the stress of everything coming out of the pandemic and how we manage all of that and how folks can access mental health care, quality mental health care.
We talked to one of your colleagues not long ago, and the way people access it, and I guess there's many avenues, was counseling, individual therapy, group therapy, over Zoom, over the phone, in person, but that is really effective for a lot of people. In fact, one of the things he said is like admitting you have an issue, I'll say problem. He said sometimes literally making the call and reaching out suddenly helps people, to say nothing of the therapy itself, that somebody would acknowledge it and then guide you. In itself is a kind of therapy. You would agree with that?
Absolutely. I think it sort of starts the wheels turning, right? When you feel stuck for so long and then you feel like there's sort of a lifeline thrown to you and that you have some potential relief in the near future. And it absolutely is an effective way to start, working through a lot of those pieces that have been sort of keeping us stuck for so long.
And yet, it doesn't work for everybody. Even medication doesn't work for everybody. And you and I are going to talk now about some treatment-resistant ideas, right? I mean, that's true also, the premise, right? That's good, but maybe people are still depressed.
That's right. Yep. There are many people that try antidepressants. They try psychotherapy. They try many other modalities to try to treat their depression and anxiety. And they struggle to achieve success or relief with those options.
Is electric shock still an option? Does that still happen?
ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, is still a treatment that is performed. It's done much more humanely than it was, decades ago. And so there are dwindling centers and facilities that offer that type of treatment, and it does come with some side effects and potential negative outcomes as well.
I won't judge anybody's therapy. If it works, it works. But yeah, I think in the back of our minds, we have it that it was kind of coarse, that it was a little beyond disrespectful. That's at least the taste I have. But that still happens in a more humane way now.
It does, yes. And it can be effective for many people. And it's really, like I said, done more humanely. But there is some recovery time with that. It's a bit of an undertaking. It's really an outpatient procedure. You're sedated, that kind of thing. So it's a little more invasive than something like TMS therapy.
So what's TMS therapy?
TMS is transcranial magnetic stimulation. So it's a type of therapy that was developed for use with folks that have a treatment resistant depression, so that they've tried several modalities, not having any success. And so TMS therapy is a non-invasive way of treating that depression. And typically it's used sort of as an adjunct to what the individual might already be doing in terms of antidepressants or therapy. We usually encourage patients to continue with that line of treatment and add TMS.
And how do you administer that? What is it? What do you do?
So TMS is it's a electromagnetic energy that is pulsed to the individual's brain. It's a very small part of the prefrontal cortex. And so the idea is that by delivering that energy at a high hertz, high frequency, we're actually causing neurotransmitter release within the brain. We know that with many folks that have a treatment-resistant depression, there is a major brain chemistry component.
I'm imagining something like when I go to the dentist and they used to point, maybe they still do, that x-ray machine, and it has a little cone and they deliver it right to my molars and they take an x-ray. Yep. Is that how you...
Well, this device, the device that we use is a deep TMS device. And so it's actually, it has a helmet attachment that would actually sit on the patient's head. And then they would wear a treatment cap underneath that. There are magnetic coils that are actually embedded in the helmet itself. And so there is an electrical stimulator that... activates the magnetic coils. And so they're receiving a pulse. It's very similar to the energy of an MRI.
I was just thinking of that, sure, which is magnetic. And you don't feel an MRI. I don't feel this kind of stimulation?
Many patients do feel it. It feels sort of like a tapping. We affectionately dubbed the TMS device the woodpecker because it does have that that sound to it, and that tapping sensation is very similar.
Interesting.
And so sometimes they feel a tapping on certain areas of their head.
And this is for treatment-resistant patients. So
correct.
Therapy or medication don't seem to be doing it. So we're going to try this. And is it one treatment? Do I go for a series of TMS?
It's a series. So it is. It's a protocol of typically at least 30 sessions. So the patient's attending treatments 5 days a week for at least 6 weeks.
Wow. And then does it alter the brain or is it just a sort of therapy and the depression will come back?
It's not altering the brain, which is, you know, one of the reasons that this has emerged as a really successful form of treatment, because it's essentially stimulating neurotransmitter production. And so it's sort of retraining the brain. That's one of the metaphors I always like to hear is that it's sort of reminding the brain, hey, this is how you're supposed to fire. Do it this way.
Is it curative?
So it does have a more significant efficacy than an antidepressant would. So typically about 4 in 5 patients that receive TMS therapy do have a therapeutic response, and we see remission in usually about 2 out of 3 cases.
Remission in 2 out of 3. So it works for 4 out of 5, mm-hmm. but then of those 4, 2 out of 3 will yet need more therapy?
So 2 would experience what we would call a remission response, where at the beginning of treatment, they're significantly depressed. And then when the treatment is completed, they're reporting, you know, minimal to, if any, depressive symptoms. There are many patients that it may not be completely curative, but it can typically provide a therapeutic response that helps them to gain a better quality of life and reduce their depression symptoms to the point where they're not feeling so paralyzed by the severity of their illness.
Well, these are a lot of numbers here, but I mean, I'm hearing 4 out of 5 it's effective for.
Yes.
Why not just do it out of the gate? Why wait?
And that's a really good point. And I think there's been a lot of strides made over the past, I would say, 6 to 7 years, especially with insurance coverage. So the treatment is covered by most major insurance plans, including Medicare, and are starting to recognize the validity and the efficacy of this treatment. And so I think that's sort of the end game, I think, for us in the field is to say, can we offer this as a first line? Why wouldn't we do that?
I'm carrying a little anxiety around, and I'm not alone. Maybe you could just give me a couple of doses as well. I mean, I'm being silly, aren't I? But I mean, I wonder if it's good for severe cases. I wonder where's the line? How do you decide who needs or merits this?
Well, and typically when patients come to us, they are maybe referred by their therapist. They might be referred by their existing psychiatrist or psychiatric provider. And so in cases of depression treatment, most patients have sort of a longstanding history of severe depression. And so that's documented pretty well. But we do offer, the treatment has been approved for anxious depression. And so, and then we also have it approved for OCD treatment as well, obsessive compulsive. So the clinical applications are endless.
And maybe expanding.
Absolutely.
Leah Scanlon is the director of Aspen Counseling. It's an affiliate of Rosecrans. We talk about Rosecrans a lot. And one of the clients is a woman named Jana, who is in our studio right now and sitting next to you. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. Thank you.
You've been listening to all of this, what jumps to your mind as you listen to this?
I was at my wit's end. I was ready to try anything, pretty much. And
you did have TMS treatment?
I did.
And you had tried all of the things she spoke about before?
Yeah, I have lived with depression for about 30 years. Medication was doing great, and then it wasn't. And I was pretty much bedridden for about a year, could not get out of bed, and I just went to my psychiatrist sobbing, and I said, we have to do something. And that's, he referred me to TMS.
Huh. That's probably not unusual that the medication works and then it doesn't, and we kind of don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, that happens with many of the patients that walk through our doors.
So there you were doing okay, then you weren't. Now what do you do?
Yeah, that's exactly. I didn't know where to go next. So TMS can be kind of scary because you're dealing with the brain still. So did a little research and I was in. I didn't have any other choices.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We've been talking with Leah Scanlon, who is the director of Aspen Counseling. That's an affiliate of Rosecrans. And then one of the clients there is Jonna, who has been telling us her story. She has lived with depression and panic disorders. What would that be like? I mean, I don't even know what that means. What's a panic disorder for you?
A panic attack is like, the way I can describe it is it feels like you're having a heart attack. It's just overcome. It's overwhelming.
Do you feel it coming, or can it?
Yeah, I've started to feel it coming because I know now. But I have a great new doctor who I'm working with, and she said, you just don't have to live like that. You know, there's things that we can do. So we're dealing with some medications. And
had you tried therapy? Had you tried counseling?
I hadn't gone to therapy yet. During TMS, I did find a therapist. And so I see my therapist every 2 weeks.
But you told us you had been on medication before.
Yeah.
And those worked for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Were there side effects to the medication?
I didn't feel a lot of side effects.
So you were doing pretty good, right?
I was, yeah.
And then all of a sudden that evil comes back.
Yeah, the depression kind of sneaks up on you. My husband, Mark, actually sees it coming before I do. So he's been a really big supporter.
And when it was at its worst, you were bedridden. You just couldn't get out.
Yeah, I totally was bedridden. And it was a dark place.
So how quickly did TMS begin to impact you?
So TMS worked quite quickly for me. They were kind of surprised. After about 2.5 weeks, I started feeling better. Even my husband just told Leah that he's seen a difference within that amount of time,
too. You could probably see it in a person's face, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm.
So you said 2.5 weeks for you of mm-hmm. daily. How long does a treatment last when they do it?
About 20 minutes.
Really? Mm-hmm. And did you feel the tap, tap, tap a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
So it's magnets, though. It's not electricity that you're introducing to a person,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
It's mm-hmm. it's pulses of magnetism.
Yes.
Like an MRI.
Right. It's a high frequency. So they're getting every 20 seconds or so, they get 36 pulses. And then there's 55 pulse trains. And so that's a 20-minute session.
Huh.
And they can
amazing?
Drive themselves there, drive themselves home.
Really?
So it doesn't interfere with their day-to-day. We have folks that come on their lunch hour from work.
Yeah.
You know, nurses that work the overnight shift and then come in for their session and then, you know, come back at a different time the next day. It doesn't have to be done at the same time every day.
So presumably a person could be functional, that is,
absolutely.
With their jobs and families during the treatment, huh?
Absolutely.
And I guess that was your case, certainly after a couple of weeks anyway, huh?
Yes, definitely. I was so, I mean, like I said, it was such a dark place. I was willing to try anything at that point, you know, so... yeah, you know, with my therapist and practicing self-care, is every day a bed of roses? Nope. I still have those depressed days. I still have anxiety. But I'm learning how to deal with that and some tools that my therapist has given me.
Are there side effects to the TMS treatments you're getting?
There is not. Not for me anyway. I can't speak for...
What is it typically?
So the most commonly reported side effect is a mild headache, just mm-hmm. in light of the tapping that the patient is receiving.
Yeah.
And that's not even reported in most cases.
Is this technology new? I mean, I haven't heard about this.
It's actually been FDA approved since 2008.
So relatively new, if you ask me. Does everybody do this now? Is this something that the whole world knows and has?
It's becoming more mainstream, and I think it's because of the clinical applications that we've seen developed over the last several years, especially with the onset of the OCD treatment option that was FDA approved about 5 years ago.
OCD people get this as a treatment?
Yes, yep.
And is it 4 out of 5 effective for them as well?
I think the efficacy is about 60% response for that treatment. And it's a similar protocol. It's about 5 days a week for 6 weeks.
It must be an exciting time to do what you do. It must be a rewarding time for you as a patient or client.
Absolutely.
To have these sorts of resources available. We were talking with a doctor from Northwestern the other day about Ozempic, different topic entirely, but all of the uses they're finding for that drug. And I think as complicated as our lives are, we're very fortunate to have some of the technology and some of the doctors and clinicians we do these days. And I think this is exactly what I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, especially in the field of mental health treatment, there's really no other opportunity that you have to be able to see somebody's lives transformed in a couple of weeks.
I mean, right before your eyes.
Right. Yeah. You never get to see that. And we've had folks that, you know, cry and they're hugging us when they're done. And thank you so much. I have my life back. And Jonna included. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. Yeah. So, and I think that, you know, the research is really sort of shifting focus to, you know, these treatment-resistant illnesses and treating the brain as a diseased organ, as it should be. You know, this is an organ that we need to treat like any other, any other illness.
Well, you're referring to the stigma maybe that we sometimes have associated with this. How did you feel about that? About people judging you or you maybe being self-conscious about having a mental health problem?
I've lived with it for so long that I don't hide it, you know. I don't walk up to someone and say, hey, I have depression. But if somebody needs to talk about it, I'm there. And because I've done this, and I'm so ever grateful for the TMS and the team that helped me get through the TMS. Because they, like Leah said, they literally gave me my life back. Mm. So...
Her name is Jonna. We're out of time, but you've done well here, and I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And same to you, Leah. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Jonna.
Oh, and one last thing, just to be clear, insurance, depending on the program I have, insurance programs do recognize TMS?
Mm-hmm. They do, yep. It's covered by all the major insurance plans, even a lot of the regional and local plans.
Leah Scanlon is the director of Aspen Counseling, which is an affiliate of Rosecrans. Okay, ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.